This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Colorado is quickly becoming ground zero for a political war over the future of fracking. Drill operations are pushing deeper into populated areas these days, and some local governments and activists are supporting ballot measures that would give communities greater control over the industry. To avoid a political battle in November, Governor John Hickenlooper is rushing to craft a compromise bill right now that could be passed by a special session of the state legislature. And already, political spending, both pro and con, is washing over Colorado. Inside Energy reporter Dan Boyce has the story.
To grab a quick sampling of the Denver electorate, the 16th Street Mall's not too bad. You've got people walking the sunny pedestrian thoroughfare, grabbing lunch, shopping. Musician Chris Rederer's jamming on a neon-painted sidewalk piano.
I can't do the hard part yet.
He says, yeah, he'll probably vote this year. Same thing for Audrey Krause. She's munching on a salad at a shiny metal table nearby.
But I don't vote unless I know what I'm voting for.
And so far, she's not super up to speed on the local control debate over oil and gas. But she's heard a little bit.
I've seen, like, commercials that fracking's not what you think it is. It's not this, like, terrible thing for the environment, blah, blah, blah.
Through environmentally safe fracking, we're tapping into vast shale reserves under our state.
You're hearing an ad from the group CRED. It's an acronym.
We're Coloradans for Responsible Energy Development.
It started last fall, and it's funded by two of the biggest oil and gas companies operating in Colorado, Anadarko and Noble, both based out of state. CRED Communications Director John Halbert says widespread misrepresentations of fracking need an industry correction.
They are the ones that are in the best position to say, hey, we're the ones here being demonized. Can you take just a minute to hear our perspective?
CRED's status as a nonprofit educational organization means their ads cannot come right out and say, hey, don't vote for these ballot measures. Anadarko and Noble have another group to do that. It's called Protect Colorado.
It is political speech. It's advocating.
Spokesperson Karen Crummy, their job is definitely to say vote no.
Really defeat these initiatives that we think are bad for the people of Colorado.
Both Karen Crummy and John Halbert work in the same office. I talked to them at the same time. But here's the difference between their groups. Protect Colorado has to report how much money it's bringing in and spending. State records show they've raised about $3 million so far. CRED, the education group, they don't have to report much of anything financially. But the Colorado-based Center for Western Priorities is tracking them, and they estimate CRED has already spent about $2.5 million on those pro-fracking educational ads.
Go to studyfracking.com and learn more.
CRED's John Halbert says $2.5 million is probably pretty close. And the spending will continue.
All of those efforts cost a lot of money.
Because it works. Take 2008. Back then, Coloradans considered Initiative 58, which would have increased taxes for oil and gas. Floyd Cerulli is an independent pollster here in Colorado.
I thought the stars were well positioned for it.
But the measure eventually failed, in part because of big industry bucks.
That final push of negative advertising, by and large unanswered, because the proponents didn't have much in the way of advertising money, caused it to collapse.
It was record spending. According to the nonpartisan National Institute on Money in State Politics, $12 million, totally dwarfing the energy industry's political spending here before or since. That money coming from the likes of Conoco, Chevron, Exxon, BP, and yes, Noble and Anadarko. Cerulli predicts this time around, industry will be willing to spend a lot more to protect fracking.
I would say you could multiply $12 million by three, potentially, to get to that figure.
Another difference, this time the anti-fracking crowd will be well-funded too. And back on the 16th Street Mall, Audrey Krause admits political ad spending, it does influence her.
I think most people are like myself, where they're just going to kind of go on based what they hear through the commercials on really strong pros and people who are against it.
Unless the governor convinces lawmakers to pass a special session compromise, this showdown for public opinion will continue. Over the airwaves, the internet, billboards, it'll be everywhere. For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.